Good morning, guys. How y'all doing? And faith this message finds everyone well. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday morning. It's a beautiful day in the GA. And it's mild. It's like the weather's perfect. Like standing in lukewarm water. It's a perfect day. The sun's shining. And everything feels good. And, I just want to speak on something that's set on my heart about if you have a pocket full of money and your word means nothing, then your money's more valuable than you. Worth comes when you stand true to your word. Worth comes when at the roughest and toughest time of your life, you still stand true to the things you say, the things you believe deep down in your heart. Worth is being worthy of who you are with nothing physically but a whole soul. Being whole and why you are. And even if somebody told a fiddle or a faddle on you, the people that know you would know that it is not true because of who you are. So are you living by your word and who you are? Things that are morally right. And the person, if you speak to a person in reference to what you're going to do, will they believe you or will they question it? Or will they know that you are of your word? I'll be right back. Listen to some good music, excuse me, until I return. I hope you enjoyed that piece by the Sideway Prophets. The Sideway Prophets, the words I would say. You know, these are the words that settle my heart. You know, we all trust God in the words that are written, and we believe to be true in our hearts and in our faith. It may not seem like it in front of your eyes visually, but you know in everything that you are that His word is true and His word is bond. And that's how we have to work towards as people and being of God. To learn to right your wrongs and your walk and your talk every single day and break the chains by continually to walk your talk and fix the things that are broken in your actions. All the time, every time, you know, fix, repeat, break, repeat. If it breaks, you fix it. If it breaks, you fix it. And that's how we have to live in order to mirror the Creator, you know, in order to mirror perfection at some point. You know, years ago I was talking to my aunt, my dad, love him, you know, that's my heart, rest his soul. And my aunt would say to me, we were talking, I was like, my dad's perfect. And she said, no, your daddy wasn't perfect. By the time he got to you, he got it right. So it's about getting it right. You know, making this mistake and trying not to go back to that same choice or decision over and over. Because if you keep making the same mistakes, you keep learning the same lessons. So go to the next level of blessings by correcting your mistakes and live in your lessons. Like, live the lessons you've learned. Teach the lessons you've learned by walking and talking better, being better. And don't feel that if you're being right and if you're loving, if you're doing all the things you're supposed to do, don't ever think that you're wrong for doing right. Walking right and talking right is righteous. Not perfect, but making better decisions, righteous decisions, just doing right, just doing the right thing. Because at the end of the day, that's all that really counts. Because everything else is canceled out outside of right and true love. And God is the source of love and righteous ways. Just trying to do better and fixing your mistakes and breaking the chains. I know I keep saying it again. Sorry to sound like a recorder, but God are setting these things on my heart to say, do the right thing in who you are. And then people will know that it comes from something greater than you, because we are not perfect creatures. But when you try to do right, and even if you do right, continuously repeat, then that's what will turn heads when people say, wow, who Barry used to be something. Who Lisa used to, man, dude, did you know Lisa, man? And then they look at you and say, wow, he or she has changed his ways in making righteous decisions, and they're walking their talk every day. And that's when you know a change has been made. No other way can you see, except for when the action is put into place. Repeat. We're all here to do something and make a difference that will speak volumes way after we close our eyes to the world. You can make your space a good place or a bad place based on the things you do and say. Based on the things you do and say. Hopefully you guys got something out of my message. I love y'all. Hopefully I'll talk to you soon in faith. This is Nice. Peace. Hey, 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 how y'all doing? In faith, this message finds everyone well. Hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday night. And I hope things are going good for you. If there are some things that are not setting well with you, whether it's something that needs to be talked about or walked out, then if it sets on your heart heavy, release it in speaking about it. Release it with your voice and walk it out, whatever it is. And don't wait for it to get done. If you're waiting for a change, if you can do it, make that change the way that only you can. How's everything going in your world? How are you being treated, and how are you treating or serving people in your life? Are you serving for good or for bad? Are you living right? Does your word stand firm? Are you honest? Are you true? Are you happy, or are you blue? How are you serving in this thing called life?
Are you fixing? Are you waiting for things to be fixed? Are you standing? Are you waiting for someone to stand? Are you living by the things you believe in? Or are you waiting for things to happen? Are you making moves and marks, or are you waiting for things to happen, guys? We all have something to do in this thing called life, and we are all here to do it. And if we weren't here, things wouldn't be the same. And what are you doing to make a change in your world? Things don't change if things don't change. I love y'all. Thanks for joining me again for a nice talk. This is nice. Peace. Hello, 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 guys. How y'all doing? And faith this message finds everyone well. Good Wednesday to you. It's Wednesday. No other Wednesday will ever be like this. You'll never see this day again. What are you going to do on this fresh new Wednesday? What are you going to do, guys? How's things going in your world? Are they going the way you like them to go? Are you making changes in the things you should do and be? Are you standing firm in who you are and what you believe to be true in your heart? Or are you a mat? And not a welcome mat, but a mat under the foot of one's, the feet, I'm sorry, under the feet of the people that take you for granted. So are you a mat, or are you moving out the way of the nonsense that people can bring into your life? So don't stand for it, or should I say, don't let anybody step on you. Be true to yourself, and you know, you don't have to deal with the nonsense and the negativity. All right. Hopefully you guys having a great day. Hello, hello, hello. Good afternoon, guys. This is nice. Thanks for joining me. And I also like to say hello to my fellow podcast friends out there. Feel free to stop in and say hello. And you can put up a video. I've listened to a couple of podcasts, fellow podcast friends. And, you know, you guys keep doing your thing and keep using your voice and keep making your moves in your thoughts and the things that you believe. Yes, so shout out to the podcast crew and Anchor. Thank you for the opportunity to speak on your platform. Hey, 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 how y'all doing? And babe, this message finds everyone well. I just want to say hello. And I just want to say, hopefully life's being good to you. You're being good to yourself. And a guy said to me once, a while back, he said, life will look at you the way you look at life. So, how's things going? And how are you feeling? And what are you doing about how you're feeling about the things that's going on in your life? Are you liking it or not? Are you making moves or are you at a stop? Sit down and clear your head and make a solid decision on whichever way you're going. On each level needed in your life. Nothing changes unless the change is made. I love you. I'll talk to you. And thanks again for joining me for a nice talk. Peace. This is nice. Hello, hello, hello. How you guys doing tonight? And faith, this message finds everyone well. I just want to say hey. Welcome to Sunday night. It's a little chilly. The fall is in and winter is approaching. You can feel the air around your ankles and your earlobes. Those are the things you don't think about much till the air is wrapped around it. You know what I mean? Yeah, guys, I just want to say, what are you bringing to the table in this thing called life? Are you bringing your joy with you every day? Is there a presence in the room when you enter? The things that you believe, do you walk with? And you hold to your heart to be true. When you walk in the room, is it something about you? Your style? Your way? Your groove, the way you step, turn and twist, the way you smile. Your way. What do you bring? When you come in, is it just a crispness of you? What do you bring? And the things that you do, the way that you feel, the way that you talk, the crack in your voice, the bass in your tone, the way that you stand, the seat on your throne, and who do you are? What do you bring? Do you feel unsure? Or do you feel solid through it? What do you bring when you open your eyes? When you put your mind to it, what do you bring? With the thoughts that you think and the songs that you sing, the things that you write, without even thinking, the changes you like to make, and the things that you see that you don't. What do you bring? If you turned all those things into goals, goals of the things that you would like to be real, where you sit or stand, what do you bring to this imperfect world with you? Do you believe you are change? Yes, we are all here to make a change. It's a matter of knowing. It's a matter of knowing that you can choose to be the light. Or just sit in the background and watch the show. So what do you bring to this world? That's what we're all put here to do. Don't think about it. Just go. What do you bring? Don't hold it in. Let the world know. That's what you bring. Thanks for joining me again for a nice talk. This is nice. Peace. Hey guys, how y'all doing? And faith this message finds everyone well. I just want to say hey, and faith, you're having a wonderful day and you're feeling good in your heart, mind, body, and soul. How you doing? Welcome to this beautiful Wednesday. And it's a crisp day. It's a beautiful day. And just know when people are in your lives, short term or long term, they can make such an impact that you realize, how did I do before I met this person? They can be a nightmare or a bright, shiny day in who they are. So just be thankful for the good people in your life. Do's and the don'ts, actually. You know, so it's night and day and the sun and the moon. So it takes both, but it's a blessing to have someone that's just whole in who they are. Good heart, sound mind. It's a blessing to be in the company of. You know,
the art of conversation has been lost. And that's why I like to have a nice talk with you guys, because being personable has been lost in this new world of social media and the internet. You know, people are walking around with their phones in front of them, crossing the street, not looking up at the person walking by them for real. They're not even aware of their surroundings, only their phone. I'm on the phone a lot, yes, but you have to be in the present of your real and current life. But back to intimate and personable conversations, it's lost. Bring it back to your living rooms and at dinner time. Find out how each of your days, you know, how was your day? Talk to each other, look in each other's eyeballs, and fill out their day, because those conversations and long talks about how your day was will get you through the day when that person is no longer around. Those conversations get me by for the loved ones I lost. And so anyway, hopefully you had a wonderful day. If not, do something to make it better. Get out of your funk, and if you can't do anything about it, pray on it and keep it moving. Because some things, you can't do everything, you know. So I love y'all. Thanks for joining me again for a nice talk. This is Nice. Peace.